This is WHYY News. It's 9:04 on a Monday. Good morning. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Delaware is launching a new initiative to offer grants to help residents use solar power and battery storage to lower their energy bills. At home, solar generates electricity from sunlight, while battery storage saves that surplus electricity for later use. Governor Matt Meyer says the initiative will also decrease the state's greenhouse gas emissions and reduce strain on the electric grid.
We're increasing affordability while reducing the impact on climate, reducing the reliance on fossil fuels and on gas and oil-powered energy.
In addition to lowering electricity bills, Meyer said the plan will create jobs in the energy sector. A new report projects that thousands of people could lose their jobs in the Atlantic City region as its gambling economy faces escalating competition from new casinos in New York. The report urges New Jersey state officials to invest more in diversifying the city's tourism infrastructure and to protect workers from potential fallout. WHYY's business reporter Mayor Rindy has the details.
New York City's first full-scale casino debuted in April, and two more are expected to open in the next few years. The report from the Atlantic County Economic Alliance projects that 5,100 jobs could be lost by 2035 due to the increased competition and a potential economic recession. The region faced a similar situation two decades ago after Pennsylvania legalized casino gambling. Stockton University's Brian Tyrell said Atlantic City weathered that crisis and is now better prepared.
Atlantic City fought through the impact of Pennsylvania casinos and it bounced back. New York City casinos are and will increasingly be yet another challenge to the resort. I would hope that Atlantic City yet again draws upon some of that resiliency that it displayed in the past decade in answering that challenge.
Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
A charity in Bethany Beach, Delaware, is honoring veterans and their families by giving them a chance to relax by the ocean. Operation Seize the Day hosts an annual beach week where veterans and their families stay in donated homes free of charge. J.B. Barr is a veteran and past attendee of the beach week. He says it's a great opportunity to spend time with family and connect with others who also served.
It allows us to really be ourselves. It allows us to share information. It allows to join new connections that may be right in our own communities, and without this event we would have never known.
Attendees participate in events throughout the week, including a parade in their honor. Families arrive Tuesday and stay through Sunday. Sports: Phillies lost to the Braves 5-4 yesterday. The teams wrap up the series this afternoon. Sunny today, high near 81, mostly clear and cool tonight, low around 60. Currently 71 degrees in Philadelphia. This is WHYY.